Hey, and welcome to video number 2, Lead Generation Brokering Companies. So in this specific video, I am going to give you a list of several different CPA local lead type companies that you can apply to so that you can see kind of your options and avenues that you can take. And I'm going to give you an idea of what to expect because I've had experience with several of these companies, and I'm also going to give you an option revenue stream that works pretty well with this specific strategy. So let's go ahead and get started. Now, before you apply to any of these companies, you have to be aware that local CPA companies are not the same as online CPA companies. A lot of online companies like Max Bounty and Neverblue are very, very lenient in terms of their approval process and in other areas. Now, with local CPA companies, they're not necessarily aware of the updated marketing strategies. They're not as lenient and they want really serious people. Really, what it comes down to is leads. They don't really care as much about how you generate the leads as much as you generating the lead. And of course, that your lead quality is good. Now, a lot of online CPA companies actually put kind of a barrier on specific campaigns that you can only use social media or you can only use a certain type of strategy. I found that not to be true and not to be same with local CPA companies. So they are lenient in that manner, but they really want serious people. So if you don't appear to be serious up front, then most likely they're going to deny your claim. So if you do not appear serious, nor do you have a website up front, then your application will likely be denied. And you don't want to get denied because the next time you try to apply, it's going to be very, very hard to get through. So in other words, you've got to have a website, and that's what I'm going to show you in the future videos on how to develop at least a professional looking website where you can market and generate leads for them. Another thing to know is to know your marketing strategy, because they are going to ask you specifically how you are going to generate leads. So in other words, make sure you have a website and a clear marketing strategy before you apply. I cannot emphasize this enough, but this is very, very important. Skimp on any of these two things and you will likely get denied. And getting approved is very, very hard the second time. So they're going to ask you, what is your marketing strategy? How are you going to generate leads for us? Now, the most popular from what I found was Google AdWords or pay-per-click. And then social media, video marketing, or SEO, or search engine optimizations or ranking on Google. They clearly understand these marketing strategies. Try to get into anything else and they pretty much are kind of clueless. So I'd stick with the general ones in terms of my clear marketing strategy. Now, I am going to be using a lot of video marketing. I prefer a lot of video marketing just because that's who I am. Now, you could go with social media if you want to do that. If you can geo-target your location and the people that are typing those keywords in, you can target them by location. Now, I'm not aware, a lot of these companies are within the US of A. So if you're in the UK or you're in any other country, then you might need to look into finding an affiliate program, like a local affiliate program that is within your country. Or you can use the strategy that I will be discussing with you at the end of this particular video. So you want to be specific, and I found that, of course, they're not aware of the updated marketing strategies. So if you can, keep possibly to these three. The main companies that I checked out, I know there are many, many more, but the main ones that I checked out was Angie's List. Angie's List is a little strict, but if you can get in, you can angle your site in so many different ways because they cover just about any contractor there are out there. So because Angie's List is pretty general, you could angle, you know, your website as for roofing leads or getting a comparison of roofing companies. And you can angle it so many different ways and just get them in, and Angie's List will basically give you a commission. They are very, very strict. Very, very strict. So make sure that you have the two things, a website and a clear marketing strategy, if possible. Home Advisor, which is formerly known as Service Magic, their reputation isn't as great among companies, but many companies are still using them. So they're still paying out. They still generate leads, which produces results. So if you can get into them, because you're not dealing directly with companies, you don't necessarily have to worry about that specific situation. The one that we will be using today is called Networks. Networks uses very, very serious affiliate managers, but there's a little more lenience in terms of their approval process. As long as you have a website and you tell them exactly what you want to do. And we're going to be using this in the video course. And then all they want in the end are leads that you can generate. I talked to the main affiliate manager, and this is a very small company, but many of the companies that, like local businesses that I dealt with, actually got leads from these companies. So I know they're actually a good company. And they are a little more lenient, but they are pretty strict in terms of the approval process. I'd say out of all these three, you'll probably get approved by Networks. Angie's List is very, very strict. You might get approved by these two right here. But another revenue stream, if you're not in the US of A, then obviously I would recommend looking into your country and seeing if there is a possible site, a local CPA site, that offers this. Otherwise, you could even look into online CPA and get into the local stream as well. But this is another revenue stream if you are in a country that doesn't have any like local CPA lead type companies. So if you're generating leads for these companies or getting leads period, you can also build sites and flip them as well. If you do flip them, then you want to make sure that you have all the tracking in place to ensure that you have the hard data and statistics so that when you approach local businesses, they're actually more willing to negotiate. What I found was in terms of lead generation itself, yeah, it's you run into a lot of difficulty with local businesses. But what I found a lot with local businesses was when you built a site that is getting hits to the site, you've got it ranked number one, and you approach the company and say, hey, I noticed that you're bidding on this specific keyword phrase. Or you could email out five different companies and send them all an email video saying, hey, this is going out to five different companies. I am listed number one. Here's the statistics if you want to take a look. Call me and give me your best price. And just sell off the website and flip it and sell it off itself. That in itself I found works pretty well, and there's not a lot of negotiation, and there's a lot of, you have a lot more power in terms of selling it off. A lot less headaches involved. So this can be done anywhere in the world. As long as you have local businesses that are looking to use online marketing and websites to generate traffic, then those tend to be the easiest places to sell to. people that don't necessarily understand online marketing and generating traffic from websites, they may not be your ideal customer. So I wanted to make sure that you understood this just in case your country does not have like a local brokering type company. But like I said, you need to have your stats for this one. You need to have all the hard data that shows, you know, how many click-throughs, how many possible people sign up, you know, on the lists or through the site on networks. You could even show them, hey, I've been generating leads for a local CPA company, and that eventually gives it to you. You know, you could just buy this website off my hands and gain access to all the leads that it generates. But you need to have that hard data in order to properly sell. And you need to figure out how much they're willing to pay per lead and just get an idea of, okay, how many leads and traffic are actually coming to the site so you can know the potential of the site. So that's another revenue stream that you could go under. But now I'm going to go to the next video and talk about how to figure out a niche market to develop your website around.